Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Come up here at 4:30. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories: the most obese states in America and the greatest Mariners of all time.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, we're doing that at 4:30, right after emails on our question, what did you maybe borrow without permission? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Carlos. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Buenos dias.
Hola.
Well, let's see. I was 15 years old living in Miami Beach. I had my learner's permit. And at that time, my dad had bought a brand new Datsun 280ZX.
Ooh, Datsun. That was kind of my dad's style, too, man. 280s, 260s, but
240. Datsun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the full-on T-tops, like glass T-tops, like that earlier caller mentioned.
Yep.
Yeah, it was just a sweet, sweet vehicle. He had just bought it. And as the timing worked out, my dad, he had to go to the hospital for a few nights for a heart procedure. And he specifically said, do not touch the keys to the car, which I interpreted, please look for the car keys.
Yeah.
And go for a joyride. And sure enough, I searched all over his room. I found him. He had it hit him. I found him. I called up a buddy of mine. Let's just go totally sober, no drinking, no nothing. Just hop in and go fast. And in Miami Beach, there's all these little islands and connected by causeways, like long bridges. And so just flying like, hey, let's just, see how fast this can go. And sure enough, just flying down and then caught the top of a bridge. And the 280ZX is so light, it just lifted up off the ground. And when the car landed, it landed right on a curve with a giant tree and went head on into the tree.
Oh,
how fast were you going?
I was going pretty fast to the point that the entire engine was just like an accordion. There was no more engine. It just pushed in.
Were you wearing a seatbelt just based on the time and the make of the car? That was not really mandatory back then.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm pretty sure, this was a while ago. So yeah, I'm pretty sure I had my seatbelt on, but the thing is my friend, when on impact, I saw his head go into crack the windshield. He cracked it with his head, and I saw it on impact. I'm like, oh, great, I just killed my buddy. We come to a halt. I look at him, and he looks at me, and he's totally fine. He's not cut or bleeding or nothing. And I'm like, are you okay? And he's like, I'm fine, but dude, what about you? I look in the mirror, and it's like a scene out of Carrie. My whole face is just bloody, and my face went into the steering wheel.
Of course.
Just got cut up really bad. Cars totaled. The ambulance came, police came, tow truck came, the whole nine yards. And I'm 15, and so the ambulance is like, all right, we got to take you to the hospital. You got to get stitches. Your face is cut up pretty bad.
Is it the same hospital where your dad's getting his heart operated on?
You totally do. Yes, because in this area of Miami Beach, it's a very, very small town. Sure enough, I get to the hospital where my dad's at, the doctor, I'm 15. And so he's like, I can't do anything unless your dad, you know, your parent or legal guardian signs off on this procedure. And so I tell him, like, well, my dad's here in this hospital, but he has a serious heart condition and he's not going to sign the papers, or he shouldn't know about this, basically.
Or could give him a heart attack.
He will have a heart attack, yeah, exactly, if we tell him
why
I'm
kill
here.
Your dad.
Well, he's, I think, pretty much recovering from one and having a procedure. So sure enough, the doctor looks up his files, and the doctor says, like, yep, you're right, we are not telling your dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he agreed. He's like, nope, I can see what's happening with your father. This is a big no. So the doctor was cool enough to, like, you know what, I'll sign off on these papers. Kind of technically, I'm not really supposed to in a certain extent, but considering the circumstances, also, and then I had to tell my dad like a few days later, but that's my story.
What is your father's reaction to this?
Well, I think fortunately for me was the fact that he was so weak from all this heart issue that's the only reason I still had my hide.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he was at full strength, I probably would not be walking for a while.
So when he did get to full strength, had it become water under the bridge at that point, or did he hang on to that anger, like when he got healthy, to say, okay, now here comes the punishment?
Well, that's the tricky part. I mean, part of my dad's heart issues, he was always a very angry man. And so I think,
Dad, don't get angry. Hey, I'm looking out for you, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You said don't look for the keys, and I did, and you had them hidden. And yeah, you said don't drive the car. And then I did. And then I smashed into a tree. And I had to go to the hospital. But, Dad, if you get upset, man, it's going to hurt you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I borrowed my buddy's 300,
mm-hmm.
and I never really drove it that much, so right. I didn't understand the intricacies of this car, but his emergency brake was not tight.
All right.
So normally when he parked on the side of the hill,
did you know this in advance?
I did not know that he kept the car in first gear when he parked. All right.
Foreshadowing.
So I borrowed his car that night, went out on a date, had a great time. He had gone back home with his buddy to go fishing. His buddy drove. So the car's there for me for the weekend. I'm going to use it.
I don't think the car was there for you for the weekend. I think the car was simply there.
But I get a knock. I get a knock on the door from my downstairs neighbor. She and her girlfriend or roommate. So they knock on the door. And they're like, "Hey, do you know what happened to Chad's car?" And I was like, "No." So we walk outside, and this thing went over a grass hill. And when I say grass, I mean weeds that were about 2-3 feet high.
Right.
It was one of those hills where you couldn't, even in theory, get out there with a weed eater.
Right.
It was just too steep.
Yeah.
And that's why the weeds were so high.
And why the car rolled away.
You could see the two lines going all the way down the road. It went over Beechhurst Avenue, which was a four-lane road, and stopped when it hit the building across the street, which was a brick building. Keep in mind, back bumper.
Okay.
So it rolled down backwards, bounced off that building, and came to a rest on the sidewalk. I got down there, fired up that car. It started up fine.
All right.
I drove it back up. Then I had to get into the car. And, I mean, it was an hour to pull all the weeds out from the undercarriage of his car. And he never knew exactly what happened.
What did he, like, what tipped off any suspicion to him that something was wrong?
When he came back home and saw the tire tracks going over the hill. And he said, hey, some jackass apparently either tried to drive over this hill or tried to drive up it. And I was like, damn, man.
That's ridiculous.
Who would do that? That's crazy.
Who would do that?
Exactly. I think I eventually told him. What did you maybe borrow without permission? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Christian. Welcome to the men's room.
God, that was a rough ride, that car.
Gentlemen.
Hola.
Good morning and afternoon and evening to you.
Yes, sir.
Hola.
Long-time listener since 1977, back with Steve Slayton and Leave it to Beaver.
Wow, that's a long time.
It's been a long time. Gentlemen, I was a disc jockey over in Helena, Montana, KBLL, AM 1240, land of the sleeping giant. And I don't like program directors, I'll tell you that right now. So way back in the day, we were getting drinking beer and taking little puffs on the in the radio station. The secretary, a couple of disc jockeys, the program director, his wife, and a few others decided that we were going to go out for dinner on third shift. Now, us third shifter guys that were running the radio station, the only thing we had to do was throw in 45s and every once in a while put on PBR News and flip over the satellite system over to PBR for a half hour. So we went down to a local restaurant, and we were all hungry. We were making all about $1.25 an hour back in 1980. And we decided, well, hey, if the program director and his wife is picking up the tab, we're going to go down to the local drive-in, drive-through restaurant, kind of like the big thing. Well, it was called Thrill. You might remember this. No pun intended. I'm sorry. But it was called Sambo's.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
For various reasons, they were all over the Southeast.
Yep.
Well, they were called Little Black Sambo's initially.
Yeah, Little Black Sambo's.
And then they changed the name just to Sambo.
Because they were like, Little Black Sambo's? That's offensive. But Let's just call it Sambo's.
They had the cartoon Sambo on the sign.
That was my point. Like, guys, as long as the image is there.
1980. So 19 of us go into this restaurant, and the program director says, you think I make more money than you do? So we order cheeseburgers, omelets, we're stoned, we're drunk, we're hungry, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and we're the only people in the restaurant. So I didn't know that we were going to be borrowing their food. So the program director and his wife gets up and says, oh, I forgot my wallet, I'll be back. They take off. So now there's 17 of us. Three of them said, I don't think they're coming back, and they get up and leave. Then the last six of us go, well, we're not getting stuck with this $900 bill. We're out of here. And we left.
Was it a $900 bill?
Yeah.
Jesus.
We ordered all sorts of stuff.
I feel like you could order everything on the menu at that place. It wouldn't be $900.
Pretty much.
Jesus.
So we all left, and as the manager and the waitresses saw us leaving at twos and threes and fours with the biggest table and the biggest bill of the night, they started screaming. The manager says, we're calling the police. We're all jumping in our cars, our bicycles, our skateboards, and heading back to the radio station. And if you guys know how small Helena, Montana was back in the 80s, we made the front page news and said that there were 19 people on the loose, that they had appropriated food without paying for it and borrowed something that didn't belong to them.
I like how you're on the loose.
Mm-hmm. We had to go underground for almost 6 months acting like we were felons. It was an amazing story.
You should be glad that back then, if you were on the radio, nobody knew what you looked like. Like, if I tried that now, they'd be like, yo, Thrill. Hey, man. Yep. You know, by name. Yep. Pay your damn bill, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.